If it's the first full week in August, that means Indiana men's soccer is getting ready, reporting earlier this week, an exhibition game on this Friday. And before you know it, the preseason-ranked number two Indiana Hoosiers of Todd Yeagley will be taking to the field of Armstrong Stadium in Coast to Coast as they get ready for the 2023 soccer season. And joining us today, as we will do hopefully every Wednesday of soccer season, is talk to the head coach, my great friend of the Indiana Hoosiers, is Todd Yeagley. Good afternoon, boss. How are you?
I'm great, Glass. Thanks for having me.
Why, thanks for fitting in some time, because the NCAA, as we mention every year, doesn't give you any time to get ready for anything. So these first couple of days of August, we got to get the photo shoot in. We got to figure out what dorm you're living in, who wants a jersey, where do we practice. And then again, you're going to play Friday night. So happy first week of camp. Where do we stand?
We have a lot we got to get done, right?
Hurry up.
Yeah, there's not much time. You also realize every year you do it, you have to prioritize what you can do and what can be done effectively in a very short window. So, yes, we have 2 days before our first exhibition, and that will then lead into our next. We have three exhibitions, and then we have our opener at the end of the month up at Notre Dame. So all eyes are on, prepping for that opener. And you have 12 new faces, Glass, that were not here this same time in August. That's a good number. And as you know, someone who follows the team so closely, we lost some really key players to last year. So I find the preseason rankings, that's very flattering. Appreciate that. As we say, the rankings of preseason are a complete reflection of last year. And I tell the players that. It means nothing for this year, but although it's flattering that they put us there.
We will get into some of these new faces. We talked about a little of them back in the spring, but I know everybody can't remember that long ago. But let's talk about this week. When did everyone show up? The new faces are here. Exhibition's Friday. What do you look to accomplish in just a couple days of practice to throw out there for exhibition game number one? What does this week look like for your players?
Let's get the names right first. That's a big one. Hello, who am I? What's the name? No, it's as quickly as we can figure out, where those holes are that left us. And some of that work was done in the spring as we experimented with our returners on who could potentially play, whether it's center back, outside back. We had two, very important wide positions with Herb and Witt apart. And then we had a really, very versatile and countable Ben Yeagley in the middle that also moved on, along with other, support players and some rotation guys. So it's really plugging in new pieces into 11s, trying to layer on our terminology, how we communicate, bringing video sessions in, but it's also like how much can you give them, Glass, at one time. So you have to be really careful of how much you can kind of throw down their throat at one time in order to feel like they're drinking from the water hose. So it's really trying to be as diligent as we can to give them little bits and pieces at every session. Staying really into the core of what we need to do, not have any extra activities that don't kind of check the box of what we need to get done the short. And then, then you're not even starting talking about restarts yet, which is, 30% of the scoring in most seasons. And we got to start getting those pieces figured out because we have new players that are part of those, but we don't even know the lineup yet. So there's a lot to do, yet everyone's got the same challenge. It's just getting, every day trying to figure out where we can improve and evaluate. And I think we had a good first start, a good first day.
Todd Yeagley, the head coach of the Indiana men's soccer program. The 2023 season will be here before we know it. Exhibition play starts this Friday night, 7:30, Wright State, Jerry Yeagley Field, Bill Armstrong Stadium, free and open to the public. You can buy your tickets and learn about all of the great games and the great schedule at iuhoosiers.com or call 866 IU Sports. All right, so you have a very finite time to get everybody quote-unquote ready. It's not a finished product. It won't be Friday night. Who's ahead right now? Is it the attacking side, the defending side? Where do you feel the most comfortable throwing them out there, whether it's tomorrow or Friday night?
Well, I think both of the big holes are really balanced in that. I mean, two out of your back four is a lot. So defensively, I think we have some questions to figure out. And then, you know, our top scorer is gone, and maybe our most dangerous unbalancer is gone. So it's kind of equal in the sense of, like, where you come in most years, like, okay, we got this phase of the game in pretty good order. We need to really hit this. The good news is, you know, some of the attackers, you typically have more in your rotation. So I think attacking-wise, we have some good ideas. Just got to integrate some new players. One that will jump off the page very quickly, Glass, when our fans in UC will be Colin Zaduro. He's a dynamo and just an absolute joy to coach, although we're only one day in. He's one that will catch your attention quickly, and you'll be on the edge of your seat. Or edge of wherever you might be watching. He is as talented and skillful and dangerous as we've had as a freshman, and that says a lot. So that's one that really excites me in the attack that's new. And then of all the other players, I think this freshman class in general, I mean, one day in, but just even with our watching them this summer at different events and just kind of tracking them, I feel like this is a really – really good group, and some aren't going to help us immediately, may not need them to, but I think more are capable of helping us sooner than later, whether we elect to use them early because we have depth built in, it's maybe older, but I'm really bullish on this freshman class. And then one particular transfer, Hugo,
big boy
from Spain, he is 6'4" and more. he is the biggest field player I have coached. No doubt, he's bigger than Grant Lillard, and he's got a personality. His feet, he has feet of a 5'10" player. He's got some things that, you know, are tough to coach. I think he's going to be a unique piece to our team on a lot of areas. And then, you know, we haven't been the biggest team class, so I think just having size with him. Obviously, Jansen Miller has really come in strong this summer. He's one that was kind of on the cusp last year when Muni went down, and filling in big holes. But he's come back better than he's ever looked. So I think some of our size, losing Muni, could certainly be filled with a few of those, and then a host of others. So I'm super excited. This is Christmas morning. We always say it.
It is.
Like, literally, you run downstairs and you're just looking at the gifts that you kind of know what they are, but you haven't been able to unwrap it, and you're just so excited to see what they all can do. And that is the best analogy I can give you.
First display Friday night right here in Bloomington, 7:30. Do I have that time right? 7:30, right? 7:30.
Yes. Yeah. That'll be a longer match. We can be creative with preseason games. So we'll play, you know, several segments. It will be longer than a 90-minute game. To be able to get more minutes in for our entire group. So those first two games, so fans might be a little confused why we're playing longer.
Fine with me. Keep playing.
Yeah, we get some extended soccer on Friday.
Well, I just want to remind the fans, too, that concession stands are open, restrooms are open. This is going to, other than the timing, everything's going to be a quote-unquote normal Friday night at Armstrong Stadium. So get out, support your Hoosiers, get a look at Todd Yeagley's crew. Yeah, the clay will need to be molded here over the next couple of weeks. But you talk about the new faces and the newcomers. Who is the leader of this group that's going to help organize these new faces and get us into drills and learn where we need to be on set pieces and organize training? Who do you rely on, well, besides your great staff, obviously, to get that from a player's perspective organized here in the early days?
Yes, that's been, some years you go in and go, man, who is it going to be? Do we have the pieces? But the nice news was that, you know, Joey Mayer has been kind of captain awaiting. You know, I had him as a game captain most games last year with Muni. He's very vocal. He's been here now. He's been a key part of our defense since the day he arrived, a natural leader. Joey will be a key piece. And then I'm really pleased with some other voices that have emerged. JT Harms has really come on since his arrival. He's got incredibly natural leadership to him. And ever since he, you know, kind of won the job and had the run in the postseason, he is playing at a really high clip. I see him as being an important leader, and he's just so, like Joey, he's it's thorough. It's off the field. It's his academics, the way he carries himself, the types of people that you want, you know, representing your program along with the other 30. But those are high-end examples. And there's a couple others that have emerged in different ways. I think it will be a collection of leaders in the end, but Joey and having the biggest voice, and probably JT, will be the ones that we'll count on the most to kind of keep everything in line.
Todd Yeagley is our guest, the head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers men's soccer program, looking for the 9th star on the jersey. 8 championships already accomplished, looking for one more, awfully close last year. We know that heartbreak is in the rearview mirror. Let's go ahead and break the rearview mirror. We're looking forward as we get things going for the new season. Tell me why you schedule the preseason the way you do. Wright State, Bowling Green. Louisville's been a traditional one on there, but the reason why some Midwestern programs is on that schedule, well, number one, makes your travel a little bit easier. I know that. But who are you looking for to get you tuned up? Is it 3 different styles of play?
Yeah, you hit it. It is. I mean, I'm not as familiar with Wright State. There's been a bit of a coaching change the last couple of years, but they have a good international influence. I think the way they'll play and the size of their team and some of the things they'll ask questions of us will be a bit different than, let's say, Bowling Green or Louisville. Bowling Green, they've done a nice job in these last 5 years, and that was a really good team a couple years ago that took us on in that sweet, I think it was around 32 or 16, I can't remember. But they're very good. They have a good culture, and they are up for our game like everyone is, but you feel like that team is giving every ounce they can get. So, like, the example to our players that are maybe new or a reminder to the returners is that we are the circled game for everyone. And they need to realize that. And you got to feel that early before it's the game, you know, 5 games in against, you know, all of our games are tough classes, you know, but maybe the team that's not in the top 20 at the moment, you're playing against it. That will be the best game they probably be the game against us. And that's a great sign of respect, but it means you got to perform because you're not gonna get the luxury of having them on an off day. It just doesn't happen. So I think Bowling Green's a great opponent for that. They're going to be really, jacked for our game, and they play a different system than maybe most teams do. And then finishing with Louisville, they're, you know, it's obviously an alum that coaches John Michael. They're down the road. It's a team that has some high end quality all over the field, in particular in the attack, and they play again a bit different. And so I think all 3 teams, like you said, will present us with different tactical challenges. And at the same time, teams we don't play usually in the regular season, so it's a new opponent. And I think it really allows us to do the best job to assess in the short period that we have. So I think all of them are in sequential order to that Louisville one. We play a little bit closer to our regular season flow, and it's the last one in the order.
All 3 exhibition games will be in the state of Indiana. 2 of them will be at Bill Armstrong Stadium, including Wright State, Friday night, 7:30 p.m. Yeah, that's this Friday night, kids. Don't blink. You might miss it. Grand Park will host Bowling Green coming up Tuesday the 15th. And then, as you alluded to, Friday, August 18th, will be the final exhibition, Louisville. We've had some cracking matches with our friends there from across the river over the last decade or so. That should continue. And opening on a Thursday night, that just seems, well, awkward, but that's what it is. Notre Dame in South Bend, so you don't leave the state until you go to Tampa coming up in September, but you've got plenty of business to take care of before then. Notre Dame is the traditional, you play them in one phase or another. It used to be their tournament or your tournament or whatever else, but you jump right in the deep end of the pool. It's not going to Clemson, but it's close.
Yeah, it's. I mean, their quality and the, you know, they've been in deep tournament runs over the years. Clemson's a way different environment, as we know. It's just that's one of the more intimidating ones out there, which was awesome for the team last year to kind of feel that heading in, and they were the defending champions who beat Notre Dame in that Final Four that year. So Notre Dame, there's, you know, it's a really respectful rival between the two. You know, every game is typically very tight. You know, they present some challenges different than some other opponents, and we'll be ready for that. But it's been a home-and-home series, so it's usually the first game of the year or the third, depending on the year. But it's early now. We used to play more in, like, September, October. And Thursday is just the new rule that you can play your first game on that date. And for just rest and flow, we both agreed that we would play on that Thursday. And I do expect to have a really nice group of IU fans up there. We always do.
Oh, always, yeah.
There's the Chicago alums and the Indy and Northern Indiana IU alumni. You know, they're passionate, especially when you're in Notre Dame's territory. They love to wear their red and show the Irish what the Hoosiers are all about. But there's been times I feel like our crowd is as loud as theirs, which I love. And hopefully we get the traveling group up there again this year. But yeah, that'll be it. That's a tough opener. And again, it's, you know, we always say it's, you know, these are the games that prepare you. You know, if you're able to get these, you know, positive results consistently, you're going to put yourself in a great spot as you prepare for a postseason opportunities. And if it doesn't go to plan, it's the games don't hurt you. And the big picture, they don't. And Clemson is that good example. I mean, that game was, it would have been a phenomenal win, but the loss didn't hurt us. And it definitely showed some areas that we needed to tweak quickly. We were in some, you know, different shape and experimenting last year with some guys, and we showed some weak areas that were like, all right, we got to tweak quick, and we did, and it helped us the next week and therefore moving forward. So
can't replicate that on the training field as much as we'd like to believe we can. It's different when it counts, and there's no doubt about any of that. This is the first time I think we've spoken on the airwaves since the 50th anniversary celebration. That was outstanding, the vibe around the program. Do you hope to take that energy from the alumni base into this season? What's the tangible result of that? Is it hoping to see more people at the Classic or on the road? That energy just can't go away, I wouldn't think.
No, it's a shot. It's a shot of energy, and reconfirms what you, someone like yourself and all those that are part of the program, and many of you, our viewers here, may not know that the Glass was our MC extraordinaire, along with Dean Linke. That was a phenomenal night. I want to thank you, Glass, for doing that. That was such an amazing night, and you were a big part of that in many ways. But it is, I thought our players that were able to come back, it was amazing for them to see, because we talk about it, where the alums are around, they'll visit, we'll watch videos. It's like, man, when they saw that, it's like, and many of them came up, they're like, Coach, I didn't really fully understand. Or it's a spouse or a significant other of maybe one of the alums, old or young, it's like, and they would say, oh, they kind of like get it now, because they maybe didn't, you know, they weren't around it and see it at the level of what happened, you know, during the alumni weekend. So I couldn't have been more pleased. You know, for me personally, it was just an amazing experience to kind of relive my whole life in kind of one weekend. And the people that shaped it in so many ways, the older alums that were like brothers, older brothers, uncles, if you will, and then my own peers, we had a great turnout. I think the biggest turnout class was honestly the class, which I was happy to see. We had a great turnout from all eras, and I think that says a lot, that, you know, this program is not like, well, the 80s guys are the ones most connected to the 70s or not. It's like, it's complete throughout the eras. And so many, I mean, of the 400 some that we had at dinner, you know, think of all the alums that I got notes, their messages like, hey, Todd, I can't make it. I would love to, but I have this, that, and the other. I mean, we know life is busy and crazy with, you know, kids and work and all the things above. So to get the people to commit to that weekend, and for all the people that weren't there that wanted to be, it makes me enjoy what I do even more. And I already love my job, but that one really, you know, put an exclamation point on kind of the why and what we do and all the reasons behind what this program represents. That was fact. A phenomenal weekend.
I got goosebumps just thinking about it. That was a wonderful time. Thanks for making me a part of it as well. I really, really appreciate that. Todd Yeagley, our guest, wrapping up here on, wrapping up this interview. Todd will be with us, we hope, every Wednesday. Thankfully, that's a Thursday game you're playing to open the season. Late in the summer, you added some more to those 12 newcomers. Why so late? Who caught your eye, and how did that work out?
It was unique. It was, you know, we've been, you know, trying to make sure we have enough, you know, competitive pieces, and in particular to our wingback position. And Luke Riedel was one that really caught our eye at an event and had injuries for about two seasons with Sporting Kansas City. He's originally from New York. And Kevin called me. He's like, Todd, he goes, I think we got a really unique one, and he's available, which is really unique late. He was going to probably take a gap year because he really wanted to have a bigger program to go to, and kind of all the big boys didn't see him or didn't have a need when the time was right. Timing's critical in class in this process for everyone. So it was like a speed date process. We quickly got him on campus. We got to know it was like an immediate, like, whoa, this is a fit. And it's you know, the funniest part with Luke is that he actually came on a visit on his own, and we were unaware. And he drove up to the stadium, and he met my father and my wife, and had a picture taken. And we had no idea. And you fast forward, and we're recruiting him. He's like, "Oh, I met your wife and your father already." And he had a picture of it. I thought that was great. I was like, "Man, this is kind of meant to be." And the first person that got him really into Indiana soccer was our great Nick Garcia, because he was living in Kansas City, and the host family, Nick was hosting one of the Sporting Kansas City Academy players that Luke was friends with, and Luke went over to Nick Garcia's house, and that's where he met Nick. And all Nick talked about was how great Indiana is, and that's kind of what started his great interest in the program.
So, you've said that a thousand times, that your alums are your best recruiters.
Absolutely are. Yeah. They wouldn't have to be, because obviously their time and skin in the game is, you know, they still invested in it. They didn't have to be. So yeah, Nick was, you know, this was years ago when he first got there, when he was like 13 or 14. Cause these kids get recruited, you know, to these MLS academies at 13, 14 years old from all over the country. So he got recruited from New York to Sporting Kansas City. And then, like I said, time goes on. We saw him late, added. So that was one of the late adds for this particular class was Luke. And obviously we announced a couple others that we had committed, like with Joel. I don't think we had released Joel Demian and Alex Cara, our goalkeeper, who were kind of late adds, but not as late as Luke, but we didn't like announce it to the public until much later. I was, you know, putting these puzzles together. You never know, Glass. I mean, there's no perfect formula. We haven't, if we had a down pat, we would sell the recipe. We do our best to, you know, find the right pieces when it's the right time, but you never know when you're going to find a player that fits, and they sometimes fall out of the traditional recruiting timing and cycles. And I say that to all of potential recruits is, you know, you never know. Everyone's timing's different. So anyhow, we're really excited to have those new players, and it's a good group, and I think brought some wonderful new energy to the program. This is what's so fun about this job, right, Glass? I mean, you know, we get the luxury of having every 4 to 5 years this new cycle of fresh and new, and it's just so fun, because it just keeps you young as a coach and as a person to just have this new energy always around you. And by the time they're kind of tired of us, it's time to move on. I'm not tired of them, but I think they're probably tired of us. And obviously the time of their life is to move on, and hopefully, you know, in many cases have a pro opportunity or get a great job, and then they come back and in the alum category and keep recruiting that way. So
keep doing it. Keep getting after it. The next time we speak will be next Wednesday. You will have two exhibition games under your belt. Film in the VHS player. That'll be exciting. I can't wait to hear what you have after a bunch of minutes here after Bowling Green and in the Grand Park area on Tuesday. And coming up Friday, this Friday, 7:30, Todd Yeagley and the Indiana Hoosiers. The exhibition season begins. Bill Armstrong Stadium, Jerry Yeagley Field. Have a great two games, my buddy. Knock on wood that no one pulls a hammy or does anything like that, and we'll get caught up with you next week.
You got it. Thanks, Glass. Talk soon. Thank you.
Todd Yeagley, head coach, Indiana Hoosiers, and your Hoosiers ranked second in the preseason polls. National runners-up last year. Just adding another piece of hardware to the expanded trophy section, as we saw this summer. Important times, fun times, soccer time at Indiana University.